Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Adonai, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, will heal me. O Christ, the healer, we have come to pray for health, to plead for friends. How can we fail to be restored when reached by love that never ends? From every ailment flesh endures, our bodies clamor to be freed. Yet in our hearts we would confess that wholeness is our deepest need. How strong, O love, are our desires, how weak our knowledge of ourselves. Release in us those healing truths unconscious pride resists or shelves. In conflicts that destroy our health, we recognize the world's disease. Our common life declares our ills. Is there no cure, O Christ, for these? Grant that we all made one in faith in your community may find the wholeness that enriching us shall reach the whole of humankind. Amen. O love, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me. I will extol you, Adonai, for you have rescued me, and have not let those who hate rejoice over me. O compassionate one, I cried for help, and you, O God, have healed me. You released me from the pit, restored me to life from the depths of Sheol. Sing praise, all you saints. Give thanks to the holy name. Love withdraws when we close our hearts, yet ever awaits an open door. In the evening we may weep, yet joy comes with the dawn. In my prosperity I lost sight of love. I thought I could never fail. I assumed I had God's blessing. I would stand firm as a mountain. In mercy, you shook my foundation. Recognizing my separation, I shook with fear. I cried to you for help. From you I begged forgiveness. Why push me down to the pit? Can the bones of the dead give you praise? Or recount your unbroken love? Hear me, my love, and help me now. You listened and moved with compassion, came swiftly to set me free, turned my mourning into dancing, removed my sackcloth and robed me with joy, that my life might sing your glory, never silent in your praise. I will thank you forever, Adonai Elohim. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore, Amen. O love, I cry to you for help, and you, my God, have healed me.
A reading from the Book of Revelation. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I also saw the holy city, a new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "Behold, God's dwelling is with the human race. God will dwell with them, and they will be God's people." The one who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
O Adonai, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory abides. O Adonai, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory abides. How lovely is your dwelling place, O Adonai Elohim Sabaoth, the place where your glory abides. Glory to the One and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. O Adonai, I love the house where you dwell, the place where your glory abides. There was at Capernaum a royal official whose son was ill. When he heard that Jesus had come back to Galilee, he begged him to come down and restore the health of his son. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant, the pledge to Abraham and Sarah, is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear, and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way, by teaching this people of salvation, through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. There was at Capernaum a royal official whose son was ill. When he heard that Jesus had come back to Galilee, he begged him to come down and restore the health of his son.
Let us pray for healing. For ecosystems on land, in the soil, in the seas, and of the sky, now suffering from greenhouse gases, nuclear radiation, and other imbalances in the atmosphere. For peoples and species deprived of the gifts which Earth has given to sustain, nourish, and support the thriving of life in all its diversity. For all who thirst, whose lives are endangered by lack of safe water to drink, whose crops and livestock wither from lack of rain. For those who are cold, deprived of light and heat, isolated by sickness or loneliness from the warmth of companionship and love. For all those people and species that are in need of healing, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, especially those in lands besieged by weapons and war, and for those oppressed by intolerance and injustice. For those who practice the healing arts, who have healed us with their compassion, and have inspired us to become partners in healing minds, bodies, and spirits. For those who strive to heal Earth, to restore the balance, and to live more simply so that others may simply live. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God of loving kindness, giver of all good things, look with mercy on all who live with injustice, terror, disease, and death as their constant companions. Let their suffering awaken our compassion. Let your love empower us to extend a healing touch. When overwhelmed by the immensity and complexity of suffering in this world, sustain us with the good news of justice, healing, wholeness, and peace. Amen. May all beings be freed from suffering and from the causes of suffering. May all beings experience loving kindness and compassion. May all beings live in harmony and peace. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.
Come, let us return to Adonai, our God who is gracious and merciful.